about its economy. That vote could be coming at any moment now. Prime Minister George Papandreou urged Parliament to approve it.
This agreement gives us a huge chance, and perhaps the last one, to rebuild the country in new and strong foundations.
That's the Greek Prime Minister through a translator. The U.S. economy added just 80,000 jobs in October, while unemployment dipped slightly to 9%. President Obama says the numbers help illustrate why Congress needs to vote on his jobs proposals.
There's no excuse for inaction. That's true globally. It's certainly true back home as well, and I'm going to keep on pushing it, regardless of what the politics are.
NATO is trying to distance itself from some comments made by U.S. Army Major General Peter Fuller about the Afghan government. Politico is reporting that Fuller said some Afghan leaders are isolated from reality. He's helping train and equip Afghan forces. Fuller is also quoted as criticizing President Hamid Karzai for saying his country would side with Pakistan against America in any war. All three major stock indexes lost about 2% this week. The Dow dropped 61 points today. This is CNN Radio.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage Financial System so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
Get in the zone!
As night arrives earlier, good visibility is even more important. So don't let dim or burned out headlights leave you driving in the dark. Now at AutoZone, get $10 off a twin pack of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlight bulbs after mail-in rebate. See store for restrictions and details. Silver Star Ultra bulbs are up to 50% brighter than standard halogens, so you'll see better. Stay safe with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
For WLEW, I'm Jason Scott. When you hear Farm Bill, it's only logical to think farms and farmers, but there's much more to it. The massive legislation, which totaled near $290 billion in 2008, is more formally known as the Food Conservation and Energy Act, and it includes programs for rural development. Those funds, according to a new report from the Center for Rural Affairs, have a significant effect in Michigan, especially in the northern and upper peninsula. With the super committee charged with making deep cuts, John Crabtree of the Center for Rural Affairs fears the programs are in grave danger of being eliminated.
Even in today's climate of deficit reduction and budget cutting, jobs should be the top priority in Washington. And rural development programs that create jobs should be a priority in the federal farm bill that's being written right now.
He says rural development programs, which include small business development, community facility initiatives, and water and sewer programs, have traditionally been an afterthought in the bigger picture of the Farm Bill. But he hopes this report will show just how valuable they are to the communities.
When we look at cutting things, and you look at dramatically cutting or cutting those rural development programs to the bone, in northern Michigan, that means losing out on a lot more help than cutting farm programs.
The report found that from 2007 to 2009, rural development assistance brought over $733 million in loans, grants, and direct payments to the people of northern Michigan, compared to $64 million in federal farm program payments. The current farm bill was passed in 2008 and is set to expire in 2012. We're just a few weeks away from Thanksgiving, but senators in Lansing are looking past that at a bill that may give residents a bigger bang on their 4th of July. Senator John Pruse talked about Senate Bill 194 that would help eliminate residents going to other states to get their fireworks.
For years in the legislature, we've debated about how the state of Indiana has different rules for selling fireworks than the state of Michigan. And everybody knows that families and individuals have for years gone across the border and purchased fireworks during the fireworks season and July 4th to celebrate America's independence. The problem with that is that Michigan loses out. Being a border senator, I want to make sure that Michigan doesn't lose out, and then, in fact, we capture that revenue.
The St. Joseph Republican said this will put the state in a position to compete with neighboring states.
So this allows for the sale of fireworks that is no different than what we see in the state of Indiana, and we put ourselves in the best position for Michigan to, A, compete, create jobs, and finally be on par with Indiana when it comes to this simple issue of fireworks sales in Indiana versus Michigan.
Michigan law has been more restrictive on the types of fireworks that are allowed to be sold in the state. Lawmakers originally made the restrictions with an eye towards the safety of Michigan residents who use them. A coalition trying to repeal a Michigan law giving state-approved emergency managers more power over financially troubled sites and schools continues an attempt to make the November 2012 ballot. Activists have a few more months to submit more than 161,000 void valid voter signatures to put the issue on the ballot. The group says Friday it so far has verified 130 signatures out of the more than 200,000 collected on petitions. The coalition called Stand Up for Democracy says the Republican-backed law approved earlier this year is a power grab by Lansing politicians. There's also a lawsuit seeking to overturn the law. Governor Rick Snyder supports the new emergency manager law. He has asked the Michigan Supreme Court to directly handle the case to limit the time spent on appeals. Stand by for more news.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
Ever notice some folks just seem accident prone? Everything seems to happen to them.
Here's the perfect place to park our new car. Oops!
Things happen in life, but more things happen to them.
Okay, kids, here comes a long fly ball.
But one of the best things that can happen is a talk with your independent insurance agent. An independent agent represents many companies, not just one, so they can get you the right coverage at the right price. And hometown service the other guys just can't match. For life, health, home, or auto, talk to your independent agent, because things happen. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
And back to the news. Legislation aimed at controlling retiree benefit costs related to Michigan state employees has won approval in the Republican-led House. The main bill in a package affecting future state government retirees was approved Thursday by a 63-45 vote, mostly along party lines. State Representative Bill Rogers said it's designed to pare down the state's unfunded pension and retirement health benefit liabilities, now in excess of $14 billion.
We have unfunded liabilities to the tune of $14 billion, and it really helps the state of Michigan, helps all of our constituents, and actually all the employees, that they know that when we do this, that they will have monies in their accounts in the future.
The Brighton Republican added that it's an issue that should be taken care of sooner rather than later.
Because it will just get worse, and we can always say it's easy for us in our short tenure to say we won't have to worry about it, let's let somebody else deal with it. But that is not the proper and prudent way towards financial sustainability.
The package of bills now advances to the Republican-led Senate. Employees covered by defined benefit pension plans would have to decide whether to remain in them or convert to a 401k defined contribution system. Workers who choose to keep their defined benefit pension plans would have to contribute 4% of their compensation. The bill would eliminate the 3% contribution that state workers have been making toward retiree health care costs. Retiree health insurance coverage would be eliminated for new employees hired after January 1, 2011. And be replaced with a 401k-type system. The U.S. House is preparing to vote on legislation that would set a nationwide standard for cleaning ships' ballast water to kill invasive species and prohibit states from setting their own policies. Most of the invasive species in the Great Lakes are believed to have arrived in ballast tanks on ocean-going ships. Among them are zebra mussels, which have done millions in damage. More than two dozen states regulate ballast water discharges. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release federal standards this month, but a bill sponsored by Representative Frank Labrando of New Jersey would preempt EPA by adopting an international standard that environmentalists say is too weak. Labrando says the rules could be strengthened as technology improves. A vote could come as early as Friday. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney plans to attend three debates before the Thanksgiving holidays. Romney's campaign said Friday that he will participate in a November 22nd debate in Washington, hosted by the Heritage Foundation. He's also set to attend a debate in South Carolina on November 12th, as well as next week's debate in Michigan, November 9th. Romney spokeswoman Gail Gitcho says the campaign is still deciding about future debates, including one scheduled in Arizona for December 1st. The campaign has also not decided whether to attend a November 19th forum hosted by a socially conservative group in Iowa. Romney was in Washington Friday speaking to the Americans for Prosperity Foundation.